So, Brendan O'Donnell, race director of the Lifford-Strabane Half Marathon. Fantastic day for running.
Oh, brilliant morning. Brilliant morning. It was hardly a breeze, no rain. It was nice and mild. So it was actually perfect conditions for the runners this morning. We had nearly 1,000. We had about 1,100 entered, and just under the 1,000 turned out this morning to run the event. So all in all, it was a great event for the area.
So, Brendan, if you want to run through maybe the winners and the podium takers.
Okay, so the first home was actually our wheelchair athlete, Karen Doherty from Inishowen. Karen had a fantastic new PB of about 66 minutes. And then the runners themselves, we had Martin Gallagher from Foyle Valley. Martin came home in 1 hour 15, 49. And he was followed just very closely by Pierce West from Clonus AC. He came in 1:15:57. And then we had John McFadden from Finn Valley. John finished third in 1:17:01. And then in the women's race, we had our own Claire McGuigan from the Lifford-Strabane Club. Claire had a fantastic new personal best. She ran 1:18:33, which was a brilliant time for Claire. And in second place, about 8 minutes adrift of Claire, was Aisling Murray from Carman Runners. She finished in 1:26:37. And then we had Denise Ward from the City of Derry Spartans. She finished third in 1:27:05. Those were the main highlights of the day and of the winners.
That's brilliant, Brendan. And I suppose if you look at that, 1,000 people out on a Sunday morning for a half marathon, that's fantastic.
Well, you do have to admire anybody that gets up early. And the race itself started at 9:30. So, you know, people travelled from far and wide, were on the road early this morning to run the race. And I think, you know, when we talk about the winners, and I know that might sound a bit of a cliche that everybody's a winner, but, you know, from first to, you know, to the person that came in, you know, in 3 hours, you know, everybody has their own battles. They've got their own challenges and whatnot. So I think when you look at the people of all shapes and sizes out this morning, you know, you've really got to admire anybody who gets up and goes out and runs 13 miles on a Sunday morning. So it was a fantastic event, fantastic community event as well. You know, the race takes in the town of Strabane, comes into Lifford and up and through the village of Clady and then back into Strabane again. And it's a real community effort too, to try and pull the whole thing together. And I think it's, you know, still very much unique in that it's, you know, as a cross-border event, a lot of organisation, you know, a lot of logistics, you know, the fact that you're dealing with two councils, you know, two police forces, you know, two, you know, different sets of emergency services, etc. So there's a lot of organisation, a lot of logistics, you know, to pull the whole thing together. But yet again, it was another fantastic event.
And a fantastic event that it just seems to grow and get better every single year.
It does. You know, when we started this a few years ago, we had probably about 500 odd people that started the event. And so it's growing year on year. As I say, we had 1,100 entered, and no, not all turned up this morning to run it. But the event continues to grow. And I think, you know, we changed, you know, we've made one or two changes to the route over the last couple of years as well to try and make it more attractive. And the routes that we've had this year, you know, is the same as last year. I think people have settled on that as quite a nice route. You know, it's generally fast, it's flat, and it's certainly popular among the runners.
And as a half marathon, I suppose, as well, it lends itself to training for a full marathon, especially, say, with the Walled City Marathon coming up next month.
Well, that's it. You know, that's why we have the marathon, or the half marathon, positioned where it is. You know, you have the Walled City Marathon just in a couple of weeks' time. So, you know, it has really served as a perfect training event for the likes of the Derry Marathon. So, and look, it sets people up nicely for the rest of the year as well, or even the rest of the running season. We have a huge amount of events going on over the next couple of months in around Donegal. You know, we've the likes of our own Grand Prix series where you've got over 60 events. You know, so, you know, this event today is, you know, sets people up nicely for the racing season ahead.